Brad and Brit, Brad and Brit, the perfect combination of brawn and wit. Politics, sports, and trending shit. Let's tune into Brad and Brit.
It is the Brad and Brit cast. We're glad you are with us here. We're putting together, it looks like, two straight weeks of four consecutive shows in each week. And a lot of people said, couldn't do it, couldn't get it done, couldn't sweep like Donald Trump did on Tuesday night, except for Vermont. But honest to God, I'm so impressed. His power, oh my God. Wow. All right. Sorry.
Enough of that.
The list, Karl Rove Warning.
Oh yeah.
Who sucks more, Mark or Steve?
Oh boy.
My dreams are dashed again. Battered wife, Mitch McConnell admits he sucks and says you shouldn't be surprised. And darling Nikki, I want your voters. Oh, but hang on. Wait, I didn't mean that. I hate you. I hate them.
Mark or Steve, who's worse? Because I think you're really, this is a hell of a stretch right here.
Yeah. Britt, I really took the bullet for us.
Oh, wow.
And I watched a decent-sized portion of one of the California Senate debates on YouTube from, I don't know how long ago it was. It wasn't that long ago. It doesn't really matter. But, you know, they have the jungle primary out there for senator. And the two survivors are Adam Schiff, who, of course, became famous by attacking President Donald J. Trump during the impeachment, among other things.
Do you remember his hilarious nickname for Adam Schiff? Schiff for Brains?
Schiff. So you didn't think that Shifty Schiff was good enough?
No, Schiff for Brains is way better. I mean, the guy just keeps coming up with gold, and you can't realize it.
All right, so Adam Schiff is against two other Democrats, Katie Porter and Barbara Lee, both who are Congress people in California, very liberal. And the fourth person is Steve Garvey, former player for the LA Dodgers, and I guess for a while at the end there, the Padres. Didn't he play for the San Diego Padres too?
What do you mean, I guess at the end? He was in a World Series in 1984, like you don't remember, for the San Diego Padres.
To me, he's more famous for losing his wife to Marvin Hamlish, but
He was well known as being, I think he was an all-star several times, but he was one of the more handsome players in Major League Baseball, along with Jim Palmer during that era.
That's fair enough.
He was a good-looking guy.
But he was kind of a dick then.
Yeah,
and he's probably been a dick all these years, laid low, and he's now 75 years old. And in California, they don't elect Republicans statewide.
No.
Kind of like in North Carolina, we don't elect Democrats in presidential elections anymore, except when their name is Barack Obama one time.
The miracle of Barack Obama. The absolute miracle of Barack Hussein Obama.
Right. So they ask him, so you want to run? And he goes, yeah, okay, all right, there's nothing else to do. And so I'm watching this debate, and of course, he's the definition of an empty baseball uniform. See, I would have said suit, okay? But see, he was a baseball. And so here's one of the questions. Question is, what about the problem in the Middle East between Israel and Hamas? How do you feel about the fact that the United States is now pressuring Israel to have, I'll use my own words here, kind of a lighter touch in flattening Gaza to go after Hamas? What are you? And the other three candidates give reasonable answers. That runs the gamut. And then they go to Steve Garvey. And Garvey says, and you can just see that he has this line memorized. You ready? Here he goes. Ready? First line out. I stand with Israel.
I stand with Israel.
Right. And how can you expect them to do anything less considering what happened on that terrible day, October 7th? How can you? And that's basically his answer.
Okay. It's
more sophisticated than that. That's it. That's all we got. I stand with Israel.
That's kind of all, honestly, among a certain, I think maybe in California, you probably need a little more than that. But in a lot of southern states, that's a perfectly fine answer. Although I don't even know if that'll take it anymore in a lot of the southern states. They don't want you to stand too close to Israel these days.
Well, see, it's not that. You can stand with Israel and still kind of nudge them to conduct their war just a little bit differently.
How about not
either stand with Israel or you want them wiped off the map?
I love you, Israel, but how about bombing a few less civilians? Would that be possible?
There you go again. So Steve Garvey is likely to get swamped in the general election unless, you know, Adam Schiff just trips over his dick in a way that I don't think is going to happen because he's a pretty well-prepared, intelligent guy. No matter what you think of him. And there's a 2-1 Democratic over Republican registration advantage in California for statewide office. The last Republican to get elected to a statewide office was Arnold Schwarzenegger for governor. I think it was in 1996 or something like that. So ever since then, every office is held by Democrats. But Steve Garvey just sucks, and he's an embarrassment. He's Herschel Walker, a little bit more polished.
Yeah, I'll say that.
How's that?
That's fair.
Herschel Walker.
But now go to your original question: who's worse, Mark or Steve? Because I think we've beat up on Steve Garvey, he's going to seem like the second coming of JFK here in a moment.
Boy, please let it not be that way. Of course, we're talking about Mark Robinson, who is bursting onto the national scene these days, isn't he?
He is.
He's getting more attention now across the country than you can ever, ever imagine. Because
if you're in the national media and you're not aware of this guy, they are now, but you haven't until really recently, and some last night. You type in his name, you Google, and then all of a sudden, the internet vomits forth the most offensive comments about, as I said, pretty much every minority that you can imagine.
Well, see, Britt, that's because Google is prejudiced against conservatives.
Right now, what's getting a lot of the attention is his obvious anti-Semitic stuff, his Holocaust denying, his Hitler mitigation. That's really taking front and center right now.
Now, let me ask you this. Have we rehearsed anything
Never.
Today? Because I'm looking right now, and I was about to say this, which is the headline from The Guardian, UK. Mm-hmm. Hitler quoting candidate wins North Carolina Republican gubernatorial primary.
That's fine.
Hitler quoting candidate. It's that bad. It's that bad.
You did see the results, so you know that he got about 200,000 more votes than the Democratic nominee got, right? You did see that.
I understand that, but I would not take that.
That's fucking as meaning disturbing. Anything. That's fucking disturbing, Brad.
Hang on a second, Britt. Hang on a second, Britt. Democrats in this state were pretty confident that Josh Stein,
yes, correct,
was going to win.
Correct.
The Democratic primary for governor. There was never any question about it. He, in effect, had almost no competition. I think he had one guy who'd been a Supreme Court justice who nobody knows his name, Mike Morgan. He was going to win. So there was really no reason to come out and make a statement kind of vote in the primary, which, by the way, matches up with some results across the country when you compare how many people voted in Republican primaries and Democratic primaries where It was Biden and Trump. There was more interest in the Republican primary. Why? Because he had a competitor, Nikki Haley. And as a result, Trump, I thought, looked fairly weak, going across the country, losing 20, 30, 40% of the Republican primary vote, which, of course, he would pass off to the fact, those are all Democrats. It shouldn't even be allowed. And he's lying, of course. There are a lot of disaffected Republicans right now. We'll get to that, whether there's any permanence to that or not. So I would not count the raw vote, the raw total.
Well, the margin between number one and number two in the Democratic primary and the Republican primary were roughly the same. It was not a competitive Republican primary either. I don't believe that Mr. Graham made it past 14 or 15%. I don't think he did.
One of the other Republicans.
Yes, that was his main competitor, who, by the way, did a fantastic job of exposing the anti-Semitism in his ads. Spent a lot of money and exposed Mark Robinson to be the absolute evil crazoid that he was.
Right. So he Nikki Haley'd Mark Robinson.
It's still disturbing. It is still disturbing that 200,000 more people left their homes at some point and went and voted for this guy than did for Josh Stein. Disturbing.
I'm not sweating that. I'm never going to refer back to raw numbers in primaries as an indicator of what's going to be 8 months.
It may not. And hey, and you know that I would love to see Mark Robinson beaten by 70 points. I don't think that's not going to happen. I don't believe that's going to happen. I believe it's going to be a close election, and a blowout under these circumstances would be 5, right? We agree on that. 5 points.
Yeah, well, yeah. 55 to 45 would be a.
Oh, it would be an ass.
I guess the 52 to 47.
52-47 would be an absolute ass kicking in 2024 in a gubernatorial race in North Carolina.
But you keep wetting that bed and worrying, Britt. That's what we have you here.
Not wetting. It's not wetting.
You're a bed wetter on that. You're bed wetter on the raw number. It doesn't mean anything.
It's called enthusiasm. It's called candidate enthusiasm, for one thing. And there are a lot of people like you and me that understood that going out there and voting was not only important, but it would also send a message. Mark Robinson is going to have, I think, as much money as he wants to have because he's got that Trump endorsement. Now, the X factor, of course, is that Trump will drain the RNC because he needs the money for his legal bills. And please, God, let that happen. Please, please drain the RNC of every dime they have to help out any Republican candidate across this great country.
How much is a Trump endorsement worth?
You got me, Chief.
Not much.
It was worth about 673,000 votes yesterday in North Carolina, Brad.
It's repellent. In a general election. Yesterday was not a general election. It was made up on the Republican side with the fucking morons who were registered Republicans and vote in the primary, Britt. They're not the whole state. They're not the independents.
It's worth the nomination.
I don't vote during a primary kind of people. They're not.
The nomination. We'll see about that, because that also has not come true. Although the Democrats have won.
You're on Robinson's payroll. Listen to you. Jesus Clearly, Christ.
If anyone has been listening to this podcast for a number of years, I only have a Josh Stein bumper sticker on my car since, I don't know, June. So, yeah, I'm a huge Mark Robinson fan. Anyone
who's one.
I bought 4 of the Josh Stein, they're magnetic things for the car, and I handed them out to people. My girlfriend has one, my mom has one, my stepfather has one, and they have for two or three months. I've had mine on since last summer because I realized from day one how dangerous Mark Robinson would be. Now, I thought Bill Graham might be able to get some traction because I thought the inherent racism of the Republican voter would shine through. They would see, well, wait a minute, here's a product that does what this person does, but he's white. Oh, yes, I'll go for that guy. I was wrong. I was completely 100% wrong. And Mark Robinson would be a complete disaster for North Carolina as governor. It's going to be horrible to see North Carolina pilloried in national media because this guy's the nominee. Because this guy doesn't represent anything that I'm, you know, I'm what, 7, 8, 10 generations deep in this state? This doesn't represent anything about North Carolina. But this is the guy. So we got
to
beat
him. So you're this close to saying it's not who we are. Well, obviously.
But it is to an extent.
It's who a lot of us are.
I've said that a few times and been disappointed. I mean,
yeah, you got to retire that phrase.
I even think this guy, to me, ideologically, seems worse than Jesse Helms. Now, he's not got as much power as Jesse Helms had for all those years. He couldn't inflict as much damage as Jesse Helms did for those 30 years in the United States Senate. But ideologically, I don't think Jesse Helms would say some of that stuff. You never heard him Jew-hating the way that Mark Robinson does.
I think we can make this prediction, and hopefully it'll never have to come to fruition. But if North Carolina, which, by the way, comes out at the very top now of all the surveys about business and starting new businesses and business climate, I mean, we're at the top.
Yeah.
Not in the top five. We're like number one.
Correct.
If this guy, Mark Robinson, were to be elected governor, if you thought that after the bathroom bill was passed and Bruce Springsteen canceled his concert and companies decided not to move here and business started to dry up in various areas of commerce in this state, if you thought it was bad then, okay? And remember, that was just a piece of legislation that was actually able to be squashed and kind of reversed and kind of papered over, and everything's okay. But if this guy's elected governor, that's 4 years. Mm-hmm. That's 4 years. You know, we have a gigantic plant being built not very far from us that's from Toyota. They're going to build batteries for electrification of their fleet. Who knows? They're probably too far in, and the contracts have already been signed, and I doubt that there's a morals clause in there that if you elect a fucking racist piece of shit like Mark Robinson, we can pull out and we're going to go to another state.
That'd be a good way to go, though. It's a good clause.
But as far as future growth from companies and projects like that, you can forget it. If you've got a governor out there who's spouting all this racism and bigotry and misogyny and Holocaust denying it. Well, he's like Trump. He denies he said these things, but there's video, there's audio, there are recordings of him saying it. And he just says, I didn't say that. Okay. All right.
He'll go back half-ass apologize, and then he'll get back in front of his buddies again and say, I didn't really apologize. Yeah. And there's video of all of that. He just doesn't understand how video works, I don't think.
No, he doesn't. He doesn't get that.
The point that you're making about the business stuff is well made, and Josh said that in his acceptance speech last night. He said, look, we can create a great business climate here, or we can have the social wars and have people, like businesses, leave this state in droves. It's fine. Either way you want to go, I'm for having the business here and employing people in North Carolina. This guy, it's going to be people leaving like it's the fucking plague. Go for it. I also, by the way, Brad, he's already talked about his hometown of Greensboro, Mark Robinson has, as being this woke place that he hates. Look for more of that on Fox News very, very soon. He will beat the shit out of Greensboro as the woke liberal empire. Now, what mitigates that is that Josh Stein, of course, grew up in Chapel Hill, and Chapel Hill is shorthand to the idiots out in the trailer parks for being a place where socialists and communists hang out. So he may decide to go with that. But just wait. Mark Robinson will beat up his hometown like nobody's business.
But Carborough raised his hand and said, what about us?
Yeah, you're nice. You're cute. But Junior Varsity Asheville, you stay over there.
Right. Well, I think we got about 240 days or something until the election. And, oh, my God, in the couple of hours that I dragged myself this morning to watch a little, you know, we used to call it the boob tube.
The boob tube.
They couldn't stop saying it. This is going to be one of the longest presidential campaigns in history. 241 days. Let's compare. John Kerry. Really? That's all you got? Yeah, by the way, did I mention Joe Biden's old? Forgot to get that in there. The oldest candidates ever and the longest campaign ever. Whoa.
I do have some good news for the Biden campaign. I don't know if you've heard this. This is breaking news that Dean Phillips has suspended his drive for the Democratic nomination. Dean Phillips, ladies and gentlemen, has decided to suspend his bid for the Democratic nomination. And Joe Biden breathed a little bit easier.
Ooh.
I know.
Ooh.
I know.
All right, Mitch McConnell admits that he sucks. He's a battered wife at this point. Says, you should not be surprised. It's almost beyond anything that you could ever imagine. Okay. Get the best version of this here. All right. Mitch McConnell puts out a statement. And he says, it's become abundantly clear that former President Trump has earned the requisite support of Republican voters to be our nominee for President of the United States. And this is the interesting part. It should come as no surprise that as nominee, he will have my support. Actually, it comes as a great surprise because, number one, you're retiring. And there's no retaliation that he can have against you, except to have you actually murdered, or maybe your wife or someone else in your family murdered. So right. He has no political sway over you, and he is not in office right now, last time I checked. But that doesn't stop other people from cowering in front of him. But it should come as no surprise, considering what he said about you, about your wife, Coco Chow, the slurs. It's just beyond belief. The racism directed at Mitch McConnell and his wife, who had been in Trump's cabinet, right?
Mm-hmm.
She's a Taiwanese immigrant. And at this point, he turns around and throws his support to him after, of course, on January 6th, when he gave the speech within the week that, in an isolated sense, was the best indictment that there was publicly by a public official of Donald Trump in real time, very close to January 6th, 2001. He put the full responsibility for what happened on that day on the shoulders of Donald Trump. And then he wussed out, of course, when it came time to vote to convict during the impeachment hearings, after the impeachment hearings in the House. Or as they like to say on TV, he didn't vote to impeach Donald Trump. We are how many years into this? And we still have people all over television with greater credentials than you or I have ever had, reaching heights and salaries that we could only dream of. And they still talk about Donald Trump was impeached twice and Mitch McConnell didn't vote to impeach him. No, Mitch McConnell didn't vote to convict him. The Senate convicts, the House impeaches, and they still can't get it right. They still can't get it right. Just pisses me off. We don't make the kind of money that they make for being morons.
For being idiots, yeah. I don't know. I don't think we expected much more out of Mitch McConnell, but it's about the most tepid endorsement you could possibly get. I mean, if there's, it wasn't exactly a great deal.
It doesn't matter. Remember, Trump is all about the scoreboard.
Right.
It's as long as you're not against me and you're not working against me, the endorsement can be as tepid and lame and milquetoast and forced as possible, but The point is, you kiss the ring, you kiss the ass, you bow down.
Well, that's one of those where you could seriously go, that doesn't get Donald Trump one more vote. The Mitch McConnell endorsement doesn't. It helps him out not one bit. In fact, Republican voters hate Mitch McConnell so much and have been told to hate him so much that they'll probably go, I don't know. I might not vote for Trump now that he's got the Mitch McConnell endorsement. My God, I've been hearing for years how the MAGA guys hate Mitch McConnell. They hate him. They hate him as much as they used to hate Nancy Pelosi, really.
Right. Well, see, that gets us to the Karl Rove flare that was sent up on Tuesday afternoon as the voting was starting to wind up.
Now, this one I love. I want you to go through this one.
And he said this on Fox on Tuesday, not surprisingly, because, well, he works for Fox.
Why not?
Here's what Karl Rove said. There's still some work to be done to unify the Republican Party. That's going to depend a lot upon Trump's tone tonight and whether or not he stops doing things like calling her, Nikki Haley, bird-brained. I don't think he called her bird-brained. I think he called her bird brain.
Yeah, without the ED. Yeah.
It wasn't a description of her. It was an actual label
right
upon her. We're a little picky, aren't we?
A little bit.
Calling her bird brain and threatening that if you give money to her campaign, you're going to be permanently banned. And you know what's going on here. You can chalk this up to, it doesn't matter what Trump ever says. He can go 180 degrees in the opposite direction. And all of his supporters go, okay. Rove noted that Nikki Haley got more than 20% of the vote in states like Virginia, Massachusetts, and Maine. Of course, he had no chance to win Massachusetts, has no chance in November. Virginia and Maine, that's problematic if he loses a percentage of votes. What about all the Democrats that voted anything else but Biden? That's the same thing, isn't it? No, it's not. Rove has previously warned in the Wall Street Journal, where he also writes, he moonlights there, I guess, that Republicans are headed to self-destruction if they give Donald Trump another nomination. And he wrote this all the way. This doesn't count because it was all the way back in November. Who knew Trump was going to be the nominee back in November, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. If no changes are made, of course, he's talking about Trump and Biden, Americans will get the worst dumpster fire of a campaign in history, but it doesn't have to be that way. Blah, blah, blah. Okay. There ain't going to be two other people. I'm going to stop reading that shit. That doesn't make any sense to talk about that anymore. It is.
So Trump has been, but Trump has been freaking the fuck out about Karl Rove like all week long.
Good.
All week long. He's been going good. Just ape shit. Like, they need to fire him from Fox News. Get him over there. It's the worst shit.
Yeah.
It's really great. It's really awesome.
If Fox actually caved and got Karl Rove off of there, he would be on CNN so fast, you couldn't blink your eyes.
But is
more
that
quickly than he'd be over on CNN? He absolutely
is that a bug or a feature? I mean, would that really, in your eyes, would that enhance CNN's programming? Because I don't think it would.
It's not about me. I don't know. Well, first of all, CNN would immediately be attacked for putting another Trumper on. We know that. And then they would come back with, we like to have all sides of an argument. We have David Axelrod, who was in the Obama administration. We have all these Obama people. And we could be, so shut the fuck up. We're CNN. You're not watching us anyway. What do you care?
Okay? They could hire every Republican from here to Mars and it wouldn't change anything.
It's not going to change anything. And that's just the way it is.
They insist on doing it. They just have to. We got to play the hit record. Nobody wants to hear it anymore, but we got to play it. Is there a Republican we can hire? Let's do it. Let's go. Let's twist again like we did last summer.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, can I tell you that Tuesday night, I made an editorial decision here in, in the home, here in this very room, here in this lovely kitchen from which I am speaking right now. It is a kitchen. Let me just show you. See behind me? There you go.
No, it is a kitchen, isn't it? Yeah.
On roomraider.com, yeah. I would get a zero, because on TV, every kitchen that a person is in is perfect. Have you noticed that? There's never clutter. There's no food. There's no nothing.
Exactly.
But no in our kitchen, ooh, see the dishes?
Everywhere. Dishes. That's an actual kitchen that's used by humans.
That's a Keurig coffee maker back there. See it?
That's true. That's a kitchen that's used
refrigerator. By That's a real American refrigerator, isn't it?
With shit all over it, like mine.
Yeah.
I can relate to that.
There you go. What was I saying? I got caught up in this for a moment.
We're talking about Karl Rove being hired by CNN and how useless it would fucking be. They would do it in a second.
We're past that anyway. Yeah.
Just the dumbest shit ever. But it's funny that it's funny that it's pissing Trump off. I mean, that part of that's very, very funny.
Yeah. I mean, don't you have anything better to do?
No.
Of course, the answer is no. No.
His life now is going to those rallies, bitching on truth about stuff, and trying to shake down people in trailer parks for nickels. That's Trump's life now.
You notice what we haven't talked about for this entire podcast. We're well more than 30 minutes into it. We haven't talked about Donald Trump's legal problems, which, by the way, did not go away.
No.
In spite of the number of delegates that he picked up Tuesday night in the Super Tuesday states, and he picked up a lot of them. And more importantly, probably to him than any of this, is the fact that whether he knows it or not, he is exposed now as the financial fraud that most of us have known he is, that people who follow him closely get all their news from Fox or crazy ass right-wing websites. They're not quite so aware of it. They still think he's the genius businessman that they learned about on The Apprentice, which, of course, was a documentary about a genius businessman, right?
Well, no.
You learn so much. Yeah.
No.
Yeah. But again, I say I'm sticking with the weight of it all will eventually crush him, and it will punch through. And, of course, the excitement of the last 24 hours has died off. My dreams have been crushed, because when I first heard that Elon Musk had been at Mar-a-Lago over the weekend, and the word was starting to circulate, maybe he's gonna bail out Donald Trump and help him pay his fines and, you know, all that money that's going to the lawyers that's being donated by big money and small money, the morons who keep sending him money after every indictment. I've been indicted again. Send me more money. Okay. All right. And he's draining it to pay these lawyers. So here comes Elon Musk. But late this morning being Wednesday morning as we speak, Elon Musk wanted the world to know, and he tweeted out on X, just to be super clear, I am not donating money to either candidate for U.S. president. Now, let's parse that for just a moment.
Please do.
Because you're only allowed personally to donate, what, $2,400 to a candidate for U.S. president. So that doesn't include the unlimited amount of money that you could theoretically give to a disconnected from the campaign super PAC, right?
Wink,
which, of course, wink, they're never really disconnected. It doesn't count there. Or considering that if you put Donald Trump and Elon Musk in a room, okay, and said, all right, it's a contest. Which one of you can financially engineer bullshit enough to make it seem that a huge money laundering transfer of hundreds of millions, maybe billions of dollars is not against the law. And I thought, well, they'd figure out a way to do it if they wanted to. And my thought was, this rich people, really, really rich people, never spend their money. What do? They take out loans, right? They borrow against their holdings. And that way, they don't show income. They just, right? And so if Elon Musk says to Donald Trump, I'm going to loan you $2 billion for your campaign, but it's a loan and you have to pay me back, and we won't say for the campaign. It's just because I think you're a great guy. My guess is that because we have the Flash, Merrick Garland, as the attorney general, he would be on it right away. And those who enforce our campaign laws would immediately call a foul. And of course, they'd get away with it. They would get away with it. But the first thing I thought of, this is just too good to be true, because if you're Elon Musk, and even if you are as much of a racist and you're sweating illegal immigration, supposedly that's a big deal for Elon Musk, what's your most famous business that people know you for? It's Tesla, right?
Absolutely, 100%.
Which candidate? Was it Joe Biden who said at several moments in the last few months, drill, baby, drill? Was it Joe Biden who said that? No. So who's the fossil fuel candidate? Who's the electric cars don't work in the cold candidate? They suck. Who wants an electric? It's Donald Trump. So I think even Elon Musk realizes that if he were to actually get behind Donald Trump in a meaningful way, that means financially, that it would be the most damaging thing he could do to his business. It really would be. I mean, you could just flush Tesla down the toilet. And by the way, Tesla right now is on the ropes because they're getting their ass kicked in China. Mm-hmm. They're in real trouble. The stock is down about 50% off of its high. It got kicked out of the Magnificent Seven. It's not a Magnificent anymore. It sucks. Okay?
It's only pretty good. Right now, it's only pretty good.
So I was so hoping that Musk would actually do this. And here's why. Because even if Donald Trump got bailed out, even if his loans were used to pay off the debt that he owes to the court, and a lot of it went to the campaign, the visual, the optics, the reality of these two people who probably really have an approval rate of about 12 if you match them up together. It's as if Lex Luthor, okay, and pick another villain in history, put them together.
Attila
the Hun and Lex Luthor got together. I thought you'd go something in wrestling, but okay.
Okay, Lex Luger. Lex Luthor and Lex Luthor.
There you go. I like that. That's good. I think that would sink Donald Trump even more.
Here's
no matter how much money there is, because you can only spend so much money on a campaign. His campaign isn't about how much media he can buy or anything of that sort. Plus, remember, if you think that Elon Musk would automatically own Donald Trump if he loaned him all this money, no, get in line. You got Putin, you got MBS in Saudi Arabia. They've got their piece already, so you'd have to share.
This will settle the question of whether Elon Musk is a smart guy or not, because his personal brand, as far as his own intelligence, has taken a bit of a hit over the past couple of years. I don't know if you've recognized that. As people, no. There were a lot of people who jack off to Atlas Shrugged, who told us he was the most brilliant man in the history of humanity. If he thinks that he's going to loan Donald Trump money and then get it back with interest, Oh my God. I have every bridge to sell him. That's the dumbest shit I ever heard in my life. I also
The way this would work, it wouldn't be with the expectation he was going to get back the interest.
If he really was a
Trump lover said, "I'm going to bail this guy out," he'd forgive the loan.
Well, yeah. You shouldn't call it a loan. You should call it a gift or a donation, because you're not going to get the money back in any way, shape, or form.
I'm talking about the technicality of being able to get away with it now. Oh.
He's a really stupid guy if he gives
He's not. He says he's not going to, though.
Well, he says he's not going to, as you pointed out, he says he's not going to give to the candidate. Yeah. It doesn't mean that MAGA PAC or, Bang America in the Ass PAC isn't going to get, a $10 million donation. So, yeah, this will be the real test of whether this guy is a smart guy or not. I don't think he particularly is.
The similarity between him and Trump, though, is frightening in that he can say something one day and then not soon after say completely the opposite, and you're the jerk for pointing it out. For instance, when Trump, who brags about this particular accomplishment while he was president, "I pulled us out of those Paris Climate Accords," and they applaud, right? When that happened, here's what Musk tweeted out: "Climate change is real. Leaving Paris is not good for America or the world." So back then, he thought Trump was an idiot for doing that. And you know what? He was right. So now you're telling me he is going to pretend he didn't say that, and he's going to support the drill baby drill guy, which of course is ridiculous, because it flies in the face of the reality that we're drilling more than we've ever drilled in our life under Biden. We're producing more oil than we've ever produced ever under any president.
It doesn't matter.
Trump is going around making it seem as if the reason that the gasoline is back up, what's it up at, about another 25, 30 cents right now? That's got to be because Biden stopped all the drilling, right?
Yeah, but 2 weeks, wait a minute, like a month or 6 weeks ago when it was down, you had all the idiot Republicans going, "Well, he's bringing it down for the election, so it'll help him get reelected."
You can't win.
No, there's no
winning. You can't win. I know.
As it turns out with these people, you can never win. It's like the Dallas Cowboy fans. They've never lost a game. The officials have lost games. They've never lost a game.
I know what I was going to tell you, that I confused myself when we were going in another direction. As a Tuesday night, when the election returns were on, I made an editorial decision that I was not going to watch 1 minute of it until maybe 10:30 or 11 o'clock when everything was decided. Because there can't be anything that will fry your brain more and make you into more of a fucking idiot than sitting there and watching some giant picture of Trump come up on the screen and says, "CNN projects Donald Trump will win whatever state."
Really? Are you sure?
What are you wasting your time for? What are you doing? What are you doing? No, what are you doing?
I really don't see where CNN gets those numbers, but maybe it's just me. I don't know.
There could be, by the way, I'm just using them. They all do it. They all do the same thing. And by the way, I guarantee you, want to play a game here in real time?
Yeah.
Let's see who continues to use the phrase "breaking news."
Oh, they can't
stop
it.
They cannot stop it. Watch this.
There's no way they'll be able to ever do that.
It's going to be breaking news for 3 days that Donald Trump is the likely nominee.
Dean Phillips is going to be dropping out of the race. It'll be breaking news until Friday.
Let's see. CNN's in a commercial.
Oh, yeah.
MSNBC. Here you go.
Breaking news. More than five people are watching CNN.
Yeah.
That would be kind of breaking news.
There you go. Let's see. There's breaking news.
Well, Fox is the king of this shit. Breaking news. Yeah. America wins World War II.
Oh, they just took it down a second ago.
What was it? Trump winning.
Biden's going to make it. No, here it is. There it is. It's back. There it is.
Michelle.
There it is.
This is the latest
to hold fundraiser.
This is the Michelle
Obama. Breaking fucking news.
This is the latest thing that they're pushing on Fox super hard over the past couple of days, that Michelle Obama is going to step in for Joe Biden and be the nominee for president.
So when she says I'm not running, that means nothing, right?
She fucking hates politics. She said that her entire public life. She hates politics. It's never. She's never campaigned for anything. She's never raised money for anything that she's ever done. She's never ever registered as a candidate.
We got breaking news on CNN. Here we go. There it is.
What is it now?
Mitch McConnell speaks.
Oh, yeah.
That's not breaking fucking news.
But he spoke without pausing for 20 seconds in between words. So that I got to give him on a technicality. I'm going to
say. All right.
Is that all you got?
Yeah, that's enough. Oh, one more thing. Nikki Haley, Jesus Christ. It's the same crap.
It is the same crap.
I'm not endorsing Donald Trump at this time. It's up to him. It's up to him to unify the party. Oh, okay. Well, if I would have known that. So everything she's said in the last few months, you can disregard that. She's going to pull a Ted Cruz and wait a few weeks or months, and then she'll endorse him. Because remember, the only thing worse than Donald Trump, who is completely unfit, as you said, Nikki Haley, does not have the temperament, has chaos follow him wherever he goes, knows nothing, is a racist, a misogynist, all of those things that you said about him, all of which were true. All those things aren't nearly as bad as the prospect of another 4 years of Joe Biden.
That's it.
They're both terrible, but you know, I've come to decide that I'm pulling the lever for Donald Trump. That's going to be her.
Yeah.
They're so weak.